He clasped his hands together and rested his eyes on his sword, which he would be allowed to use only for a just cause. He repeated to himself the words that he would have to speak to King Dagonaut the following day. "I swear as a knight to serve you loyally, as I will all of your subjects and those who call upon my aid. I promise to..." Then he heard a knock at the door. It was quiet, but there could be no doubt. 5 young men held their breath, but stayed exactly where they were. Then there was another knock. They looked at one another, but no one said a word or moved a muscle. The handle turned and rattled, but of course the door was locked. Then they heard the sound of footsteps, slowly moving away. All 5 of them sighed at the same time. "Good," thought Shuri. "That's it over with." It was strange, but he felt as though all throughout his vigil, he'd been waiting for such an interruption. His heart was pounding so loudly that he was sure the others must be able to hear it. "Come on, Shuri, calm down," he said to himself. "It was just a stranger who didn't know about our vigil, or someone who wanted to disturb us or to put us to the test." But still, Shuri waited anxiously for another sound. His candle flared brightly and then went out with a quiet hiss, and he was surrounded by darkness.